The winner of the 2018 Nobel Peace Prize, Dr. Denis Mukwege, says his announcement is in response to the public's desire for a leader who can bring change. He says his country is certainly in a bad way. There is a high risk that it could disappear from the map of the world, but this fate is not inevitable. Tomorrow will be too late, so he says the time is now, and that's why he's contesting the elections. Although his candidacy is welcomed by many in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo, many appreciate the 68-year-old doctor's successful efforts to end sexual violence as a weapon of war, his criticism of impunity for war crimes, and his reputation as a strident government critic. But some voters are perplexed, including Lawrence Muhira, a young student at the University of Goma. She fears that the new path now taken by the man who repairs women, as he is known, will make him forget his long-standing struggle. She says, you are well aware that our country has been characterized by conflict for over two decades, and women have always been the main victims. Denis Mukwege is one of those who have never stopped supporting victims until today. I think that his involvement in politics will impact his fight for the well-being of these women victims, because it's often said that it's impossible to serve two masters at once. According to the young political analyst Leonard Rwangano, Denis Mukwege's reputation in politics, which is still clean, would only help him win the presidential elections if the opposition came together and selected him their single candidate. If not, nothing will go right for him. He says, in the current climate, Mukwege is out of luck. He is saying this not because he is not popular, but because the opposition is divided. The outgoing president will face between two and five opponents, and if all them unite and all opposition supporters vote for the one candidate, then he could win, especially as he has never committed atrocities like the others. The candidacies of Denis Mukwege and Martin Fayulu could already be submitted to the Independent National Electoral Commission on Wednesday, a process that is in its final week. For VOA Africa, I'm Zane Mnetizaidi in Goma.